April 22nd in Clemson. Enjoy fresh, handcrafted, custom-made pizza. You pick the dough, the sauce, and any of the 40-plus toppings. The Tiger mascot will help celebrate at your pie in the afternoon, and kids' meals are just $3.14. Also, combos, craft beer and wine, cheese sticks, all $3.14. $2 Bud Light drafts. Get a free National Championship Coke bottle with a purchase of an entree and combo, or entree and beer or wine, while supplies last. Stop by this Sunday at Your Pie of Clemson and get your chance to win a Pie Day t-shirt and a Your Pie Clemson growler and other prizes too. So do the pie thing. Enjoy delicious handcrafted pizza. All you need is $3.14, and come celebrate the second anniversary with family and friends at Your Pie of Clemson this Sunday, April 22nd, 111 Earl Street, downtown Clemson. See you Sunday.
It's a great time to buy a new car, and the best place to shop for one is Walhalla's Ford dealer, Edwards Auto Sales. In business for over 50 years, you'll find a great selection of new and certified pre-owned Fords, plus lots of local trade-ins. The Edwards family believes in customer service and was voted Oconee's best new car dealer for the fifth year in a row in 2016. For the best price, best service, and the best car buying experience, go see Edwards Auto Sales, Highway 28 in Walhalla.
It's all about to happen. The 7th Annual Greater Clemson Music Festival is set to kick off on April 20th. From Pendleton to Seneca, Pickens and Liberty, this 9-day festival has something for everyone. On Saturday, April 28th, the event caps off with the Shagalicious Swinging Medallions in concert at the Garrison Arena, benefiting Camp Sertoma for disadvantaged children. For the complete schedule and all the information you need, log on to ClemsonMusicFest.com. That's ClemsonMusicFest.com.
Bring your own tools, pull the parts you need, and save big. At LKQ Pick Your Part, you'll find millions of parts from hundreds of cars and trucks to choose from. Right now, download our PYP Garage app. Get instant notifications when your vehicle comes to an LKQ Pick Your Part near you. Sign up for our PYP Garage and start earning points towards discounts on future purchases at LKQ Pick Your Part. It's easy and free to sign up. Visit LKQPickYourPart.com for more information, or visit us today and save big. What's in your garage?
Zero Res is the answer to cleaning at its finest with no harsh chemicals. No residue, safe from toxins, and your carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout will stay cleaner longer. Spell it forwards or backwards, it's the right way to clean. Zero Res, Greenville.com.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. We are back. Let me tell you about My Garage. Family owned and operated. They're going to make you feel like you're treated as their family. Lester and Roxanna are special people. They do a tremendous job. Lester designed the building My Garage is in. He used to design cars for the Ford Motor Company. He wanted transparency. You don't get that much in that industry. It was Lester's feel. So he put these giant diamond-shaped windows, sort of diamond-shaped, I guess, in the lounge area, which overlooks the bays. And so you could sit there in the lounge area and watch your car being worked on right under your nose. See, that's a transparency that nobody else offers you. Their team has over 100 years experience. They know vehicles inside and out. They've become really well-known, almost legendary in the area for their work with Mercedes and Land Rover and Porsche and Infiniti and Lexus and all the exotics. But Lester wanted me to tell you that they don't care what kind of vehicle you drive. You know, you can own a 73 Pinto. They'll be glad to work on your vehicle. So go see them. Just don't back that vehicle in. They're a Michelin dealer. They carry Michelin, BF Goodrich, Uniroyal, many others. Well, it was the 73 Pinto. Wasn't it like the 73 Pinto?
No, you're not
that,
speaking
that exploded
out,
if you backed it into anything.
Well, if you had an accident from behind. Yeah.
And they have a new special, do they not, Ramona?
Yes, for next week, April 23rd through the 27th. They're offering free suspension checks for students. So to go get your car before you go home, take a trip.
See, how about that?
That's good.
You know, it's, again, somebody who cares about their community. You know, so they're offering free suspension checks for students next week before you go home. So go get your vehicle checked out so you drive home safely. Take advantage of that. Trust me, you'll thank me later. Now, listen, there's no such thing as a 60-year-old student, so don't be trying any funny business. Okay, now, you know what I'll get now, Ramona? I'll get the guy who claims to be the 60-year-old student.
I went back to school.
right, I'll get that guy. Yeah. I'll get that guy.
Yeah. That's not true.
It's just so predictable. You know, I'll instantaneously get that guy. You know,
one dude.
Right. Guy who's never texted before, he'll be texting me in 2 minutes, telling me.
Yeah, he had to call me in, so he had a text.
Last week he was last week he was the guy who knew a diamond who was who worked for the Red Cross.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah.
Heart surgeon Diamond.
Yeah, Dr. Diamond. Right.
The diamond is curing cancer. last week that guy was that person. This week he's 60-year-old student guy. In any case, 864-633-5800, 864-633-5800, My Garage, give him a call. Austin had asked me this, and I know he had mentioned this before. I'm going to get to your text as well, including the Deion Kane text. Austin wrote and said, I'm a huge advocate for Michael Gallup, as I've said since the beginning of last season. What are your thoughts on him? You know, I know we had this conversation, Austin, about Michael Gallup before, and I like Michael Gallup. I think Michael Gallup is actually quite similar to Calvin Ridley. I think there are some real comparisons to be made there, which is why I think if you're thinking of Ridley as like a top 15 pick and you're thinking of Gallup as like a round three pick, you know, you ought to bridge that gap a little because they're not all that different. They're both polished route runners. You know, look, Gallup is smooth. Gallup isn't, you know, he's not a 4.42 guy. And if there's a difference, maybe Ridley's a little more explosive, although again, Ridley's athletic measurables were odd. He actually ran well. He ran like a 4.43, but his broad jump, his three cone, his vertical was hideous by historical standards. But what Ridley does well is, you know, first of all, a wide receiver in their route stem should make every route look the same. Ridley does that well. And then what he really does well is he's just a great natural route runner. And that's how he separates. He doesn't separate with his athleticism. And he's not going to be a guy who makes contested catches. He's not about that. Sometimes he has trouble just catching it. He has a 10% drop rate. But what he does do is he just leaves guys on his breaks. They're so smooth and exact that he just runs away from guys despite that athleticism. And you know, that's what you have to consider. Gallup is similar in that regard, in that he's just so incredibly smooth out of his breaks that guys have a hard time tracking him. And so I like Gallup. I mean, I think Gallup is a top 75, top 80 type player, probably round three, you know, given the nature of this receiving pool. You know, it depends where they start coming off. Lines are jammed, and I have lots of texts. Let me answer. I'm coming right to you on the phone lines. Hold on 1 second. Let me just answer a couple of these. And of course, now I'm not going to be able to find the level they're on because they've all been replaced. JD says, what about Bradley Chubb being a nut job? A Central Florida fan wrote, thanks for talking about us and the AAC players from time to time. He asked how I feel about wide receiver Tre'Quan Smith. I like Smith. I think Smith is athletic. I think he's explosive. I think he's a round three guy in my mind, and I would draft him in a heartbeat if I'm in that range. I know he's had some issues with drops, so have most of these guys. Texter 864 asked about Deion Kane, asked if I saw him late first or second. Honestly, I see him borderline round four. Kane is one of the toughest evaluations in the draft for me because he is athletic and he is competitive. He's all those things, but he has really small hands and he really struggles to catch the ball. He's just not a natural receiver, and that makes it difficult. I think he has a chance to have a better pro career than a college career. I'm of the opinion that he's still a top 100 player, but not by much. And I think that there are other people who don't share that opinion, that he could be lower than that. So I think what you're looking at right now in my mind is I think you're looking at round three, and I think you're looking at somewhere like pick 85, somewhere in that range. Of course, one thing he has going for him is the production of Clemson receivers. And, Clemson receivers seem to constantly outperform their expectations, and Clemson has grown a reputation as wide receiver U, and I think that benefits all subsequent receivers coming out, and it only takes one team to like you. So I would think the highest he could go if somebody falls in love with him is like 60, but I wouldn't count on him going there. Back to the Northland Communication phone lines, and it's Carolina, James, Michael, and Troy, and I'm getting all three of you, and then I'm going home. Carolina, James. James, what's going on, James?
Hey, how's it going, Walt?
Hey, James.
It's been a while.
Yeah, welcome back.
Last 14 weeks, I've been at basic training because about 15 weeks ago, I decided to go into the Army.
Well, so congratulations.
It's been a rough 14 weeks.
Well, congratulations, James. Great decision, and thank you for your service.
No problem, man. I can't wait to get back to Twin Peaks and I'll tell you all about it. I used to hang out with y'all a lot at Twin Peaks. I don't know if you remember.
Oh,
me,
yeah, but, and Joe's.
And Joe's New York Pizza. Yep. Just can't wait to get back, man. It's been rough, but I want to get back so bad. But I just had a draft question real quick and an NBA question.
Okay.
As far as the NFL draft is concerned, I kind of hadn't been paying too much attention due to basic training, but I heard that the Patriots lost to the Eagles in the Super Bowl. I was pretty disappointed with that. Heard Nick Foles outplayed Brady. I know he's losing a lot of
weapons.
And
they really are keeping you busy if you're just hearing the Patriots.
They are.
Lost to the Eagles.
Yeah. But I also heard that they lost a lot of weapons. How do you think, like Amendola, how do you think Tom Brady and the Patriots replaced those weapons during the offseason? Are they doing a good job at it? Are they still contenders to win the Super Bowl? And as far as the NBA is concerned, I heard my Pacers were in the playoffs, and they're, I guess, tied with the Cavaliers right now, 1-1. Do you think they actually might could win this series or
no
or what? And no, you don't think so?
No, I don't. Look, I think they'll scare him a little, but I don't think LeBron James is losing to the Pacers. If he does, then we may be. And he doesn't really look like he's slowing down right now. So I don't see. I know they lost the opener. I think that just ticked them off. So we'll see. And I'll answer the rest of it, James, off air. And again, congratulations, and hope to see you soon.
Yeah, appreciate it, man.
Thank you, James. Yeah, and the Patriots, look, the Patriots know exactly what they're doing. Amendola is a 32-year-old receiver with a whole history of injuries, and he is on the downhill side. I know he had the little playoff run. That's with Brady throwing him the ball. But, he's made of glass. He's been made of glass his whole career, and guys don't get healthier when they get to 33. In terms of Nate Solder, there's no way the Patriots were paying him the money that the Giants did. I mean, the notion of that Nate Solder is the number one paid offensive tackle in football is laughable. He's not that good. He's slightly better than average. And the Giants made him the highest paid left tackle in football. So the Patriots were not going to do that because that's not what they do. They understand the salary cap, and they weren't going to make Nate Sutter a rich man. And so, you know, the Brandon Cooks thing, they were coming up against his contract year. They don't view him as a number one receiver. He was going to need $15 million. The Patriots are not going to pay him $15 million because he's not that good. And so the Patriots will restart the clock on a number of these positions. I actually think they might flip their right tackle to left tackle and put Garcia in at right tackle. But, you know, they have two first-round picks. They can easily address that tackle situation with McGlinchey or a Colton Miller or something like that. And I think they'll be just fine. They know what they're doing. I mean, assuming that, you know, Brady doesn't kill Belichick before the season starts. Michael and Troy here before the end of the show. Michael, how are you?
Hey, well, first of all, anybody who listens and plays a little Delbert McClinton's got to be a pretty good guy.
That's what we're talking about, Michael.
Music.
Delbert McClinton, the Texas blues man legend.
I need to slip in a little Tab Benoit sometime.
There you go.
Anyway, the baseball thing, the thing that got me up the wall, I have not watched a lot of baseball over the past few years, so working and going to school and everything. But the thing that drives me up the wall are these guys, after every pitch, stepping out, adjusting the gloves, adjusting the
shot.
I'm tired of this killing time. There's no sense in it.
I
played football, basketball, baseball growing up, and that is the most ridiculous thing, to have to adjust your gloves after every single pitch.
Yeah, no, I agree
Even
with
when
you.
Even when I was playing the bat. Why?
I don't know. I mean, here, let me ask you this question, Michael.
You're a baseball diamond. Nobody's stealing your
baseball. Are you watching games every night?
Most nights I am. Okay. My wife travels a lot right now, so I have a lot of time to kill. I was one of these guys. I grew up playing third base left-handed, because nobody wanted to play third base.
How about that?
Left-handed, played closer to the line, backhanded everything, made two errors in a whole baseball season, playing left-handed. So, yes, I love baseball.
But the problem for you, Michael, even if that's true, you're still watching. You know, the issue is, I think the issue that Major League Baseball has to confront is how they begin to attract a younger audience. And I just don't think any of those changes are going to do it. You know, we talk about these little changes that drive us all crazy, including all the pitching changes and the warm-up pitches for guys who are already warmed up. You know, all these elements. But you can make all those changes you want. You're still not going to attract the average 25-year-old. I mean, somehow the only way baseball is ever going to be fixed is if dads or moms across America start playing catch with their kids again. And I'm not sure that's happening anymore.
Well, I think another thing that really hurts baseball, and I think a lot of sports balance reading, is that unless you're doing above average income,
yep.
If you take a family of four or five to a ball game, you're not going to be going that often.
Yep, I agree with you. Michael, I have to run. I apologize. I'm almost at the end of the show. Let me get Troy in here before we're done for the day. Troy, how are you?
Walt, I'm fantastic. I know there's not much time.
No, we're good.
I'm going to check back in with you Monday. I'm going to the spring game this weekend.
Good.
And as you recall, I called you after going to last year's spring game gushing about Jake Fromm, telling you the kid could play ball.
Yep.
So hopefully on Monday I'll be able to call you and, you know,
Fields,
tell you who's going to be the baller next year.
Yeah, well, hey, look, there's Georgia. Georgia's certainly about to fund the National Football League draft with a lot of talent, but there's still a lot of talent left and obviously an incredible recruiting class. So it's, it's going to be an interesting spring game, no question.
I think it's going to be really good. I think the red team, they got Fromm's running the red team with its first string offense. I think the red team's going to win because I think defensively Georgia has lost more than they did offensively. So I think the first team offense, which is the red team, is going to beat the first team defense, which is the black team, just because the defense lost more. So I think, you know, that gives the offense an advantage. So the red team's going to win the game, but both quarterbacks are going to play really, really well. Everybody's going to be worried about the secondary, but I think it's just a matter of, you know, we're going to have two really, really talented quarterbacks, and they're going to go out there and put on a show. Can't wait.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And, you know, and again, I think you did lose some defensively. You certainly lost some up the middle. In terms of strength, and nobody can really just replace a Roquan Smith either.
Yeah, exactly. And it's going to be one of those things, you know, where three or four guys have to play a little bit better to make up for the drop off at the one position.
Right.
But, you know, there's not another one of him laying around anywhere.
No, you know, there's the good news is, again, Georgia has recruited remarkably well, and especially this past recruiting class. It'll be interesting to see how many of those guys make an impact early on. Certainly the program's headed in the right direction, Troy. I think that it seems to me as if, again, the one issue we're going to confront is if this thing goes the way I think it will, I think you're going to see Clemson, Alabama, Ohio State, and Georgia in the playoffs almost every year for the foreseeable future.
It's looking pretty good for all of them at the moment. Of course, Georgia and Alabama are in the same, you know, conference. Yeah. So,
but it's the SEC, Troy. We have separate rules.
They may get eliminated. Do what?
Well, it's the SEC. They make separate rules.
But that's fine with me if it benefits my team.
That's exactly right.
All right, I'll holler at you Monday and let you know what's going on.
Sounds good,
happened.
Troy. Look forward to it. Thank you. Hey, listen, let me tell you about my friends at Roto-Rooter. You know, Roto-Rooter has the answer, the solution to all your plumbing issues. Whether it's spring, fall, winter, if you go to their website, rotorooter.com, they will provide you all sorts of helpful hints on how to avoid needing their service. If you follow those hints, chances are you won't have any issues. If you're like me and you mean to follow them but never do, you will almost definitely have emergencies. The good news for you, my friends at Roto-Rooter are coming out to help you 24/7, 365. They don't care what time of day it is. They'll be there to help you. You just call them. 288-7686, 288-7686. They're also the septic system experts. They clean the tank and the line. 288-7686, Clemson Baseball, next.
Seems like all my life I scaled the wall and it's clear it's now do or die. They say it's fantasy. They say you'll never be. Think what you want, cause you're not the one.
Granger Nissan of Anderson, a proud sponsor of the Clemson Tigers, would like to say thank you to all their customers and invite all fans to shop with them. Granger Nissan of Anderson has the winning combination of huge selection, super low prices, and paying more for your trade. Plus, Granger Nissan of Anderson beats the competition by giving you a lifetime powertrain warranty on all new Nissans. Located on Clemson Boulevard and always open at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
You really don't need a special reason or a special occasion to shop at Reed's Jewelers. Simply put, anytime you step into Reed's, the award-winning staff will be sure you leave with a smile and what you came for. From diamonds for her to watches for him, Reed's has it. And to help you with your purchase, ask the Reed's team about their extended payment plans. Jewelry is about relationships that last a lifetime with your loved one and with your jeweler. Reed's Jewelers, online at Reed's.com, in Haywood Mall, next to Belk.
It's always a good time to look and feel good. At Roosters Men's Grooming Center, you can count on a team that will make you feel your absolute best. The many services provided will keep you coming back for more. Come by for anything from a close shave and professional haircut to a 7-step facial shave. Fellas, treat yourself. You deserve it. Don't have enough time on your hands for the full service? Ask us about our express cut. Call 864-884-8920 to make your appointment.
Your home is your largest investment. Its value is enhanced by the way it looks on the outside, as well as what's on the inside. That goes for your yard as well. An investment in Husqvarna equipment from Easley Lawn and Garden is an investment in your home. From robotic mowers to tractors and zero turns, as well as trimmers, blowers, chainsaws, and hedge trimmers, Husqvarna and Easley Lawn and Garden are trusted experts. Husqvarna offers many options for you as a homeowner or as a commercial landscape professional. Find Husqvarna equipment locally at Easley Lawn and Garden. They have the knowledge, the expertise, the parts, and repairs you can depend on. Husqvarna has been around for many years, just like Easley Lawn and Garden. Invest in them like you would your home. Your local